This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Nation. It is 4-2-2018. I hope everyone had a good Easter. It's a national holiday, pretty much, except at Google. Google doesn't want to recognize Easter. They'll recognize Secretary's Day. They'll recognize Martin Luther King Day. They'll recognize Thanksgiving. They'll recognize just about anything but Google the Doodle on Google.com, if you know what we're talking about. They won't recognize Easter. But, you know, what can you expect? I look at the calendar. It's supposed to be spring right here in the heartland of America. It's not spring at all. I had to wear a winter coat to go outside. It's cold. I know it's warm somewhere, but in ground zero in the heartland of the United States of America, that is not the case right now. So for warmer weather, let's have that. I'm for that. We have a fantastic broadcast today. I think it's going to be very unique, very interesting, very important to the overall mission of the show and what we're doing. The spiritual strength of our country has obviously been waning for some time, decades, really much more than that, centuries really, in some ways. And our connection to preachers who have power, the church is having power. In America, church has had power. I mean, that's why we declared independence from Great Britain. One of the major reasons. They had power, and the people responded to them. We have a pastor, Wright, out of Texas. He's going to be coming here with Kelby Smith, friends with Kelby Smith. He is actually teaching in his church this idea of two jurisdictions, of being an American, coming out of Babylon, the debt, being a surety, the spiritual power. If you're looking for a church, if you're looking for somebody to support, if you want to, feel like there's no church you can send tithing money to, well, this pastor, I think you're going to appreciate. He's going to be on in about 30 minutes or so. Kelby and him will come on. Very much looking forward to it. In this section, you know, there's a reason why the deep state, you know, William Colby testified in 1975, I believe, closed hearing in Congress. Already testified. This is on record, under oath, that the CIA had infiltrated every major news outlet in America and controlled, inserted storylines. That's, what, 43 years ago? 43 years ago? What do you think it is now in these major corporate media? The merging of corporate and government and the control in the deep state and everything that's going on. And you're seeing David Hogg coming out and the corporate media being used at his behest to attack Laura Ingraham. Yeah, you can just put two and two together. There's a reason why they had to go over meet the control and control ideas. We've talked about information and the idea that this is information war. It is not, ladies and gentlemen, this is not an information war anymore. It is a war of ideas and a war of conviction. And to demonstrate this, I brought my uncle on. We got to talking about my grandmother and his mother this weekend. And it was a story I'd totally forgotten about, but I'm going to have him on, come on and tell it and to illustrate this point of where we are. Now, Monmouth University just did a study that the majority of Americans believe in some sort of deep state unseen hand that is directing government, some sort of global governance that's coming up. The study, this was across the board. This wasn't Republicans or Democrats. This was white, black, and different. Across the board, the majority of Americans agree with that statement that, yes, there is something like that occurring. Okay, the majority of Americans believe that, but has that stopped global government from encroaching? That's the question I'm going to pose to you. And now I want to go back about 50 years. I'm going to bring my Uncle Kevin on. Uncle Kevin, welcome to the Power Hour.
Ah, thanks for having me back. It's great to be on the Power Hour.
Yes, good to have you. Always good. Of course, my uncle helped me write Forever 1776. We come from a very patriotic family, and that has a lot to do with why we're here. My grandmother, his mother, she was the one who put on the refrigerator. This was, wow, every year, I don't know, 25, 30 years ago, she had the paper on the refrigerator about the United Nations takeover and how they're going to create death panels in America and how they're going to kill the old people. I mean, this
yeah, I think it was in the late 60s she had it on there.
No, I remember 30 years ago, her going to her house and she had the one about the United Nations on her. That's what I remember. See, you go back even further.
Yeah.
I don't quite go back that far.
She was way ahead of her time.
Now, there's a story, you know, from history. It was about 1960, early 60s, that prayer was taken out of school. When you went to school, you said the Lord's Prayer in school.
We did. We said the Lord's Prayer and the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
Every day.
Every day. Every morning.
And then, do you remember what year was it about? 61, 62?
Somewhere. 60, yeah, the early 60s.
Early 60s. Go ahead and tell the story about what happened.
Well, we went to in our school, we had kindergarten to five school. I think I was in fourth grade or something around there. And my mother got a letter from the school board saying that they were going to take out the Lord's Prayer. We can't say the pray anymore. And she was incensed. She was going, why? You know, they didn't tell why, but they said they had a couple complaints. But they didn't say who complained, whatever. So she called up the powers that be and said, you know, why are you taking it out? And she said that, well, two Jewish families complained. And she's going, she thought about it for a while, and she said, while we're praying, why don't you just put those people out in the hallway? So they don't have to be.
They don't want to pray, they can go sit out in the hall.
Yeah, or some, you know, trying to work to some solution. And my best friend, he was Jewish. And so she called his mother up and said, you know, ask her, did you hear we're not praying in school anymore. Did you have anything to do that with that? Or did any of your, you know, anybody you know did anything to do with it? And she said, no, but I'll make some calls to my friends to find out, you know, what's going on. And she called up every one of her Jewish friends, and she said, we didn't do it. We don't know who's doing it. So my mom confronted them and wanted to know who complained, because she just wanted to talk to them and try to work out a compromise. They would not give her the names of the people that complained.
Well, this is a very important situation.
So she doesn't even know if they had a complaint or, you know. Or they were making it up. Absolutely.
Let me read you the First Amendment to the Constitution. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Notice it says Congress. It doesn't say state. You know, in the state constitutions, you couldn't even be Catholic and go into some of the states. So don't hand me all this separation of church and state crap, because it is crap. Nowhere in the Constitution, nowhere in the Founding Fathers, there is a letter, Thomas Jefferson used that phrase talking about how government should not crush churches. It wasn't that churches crushing government, it was government should not be able to crush the churches. Anyway, I digress. Here's the important thing that I wanted to get across this morning, or this afternoon about this. A majority of people, you might think that being informed means something. You might think having the information means, and it does. It certainly does. You've got to have the information before you can have the idea, before you can have the conviction. What is going on right now is a battle of conviction. The turning point in this country, dramatically, over the last 100 years, the dramatic turning point culturally, was not the IRS and the Federal Reserve coming in, culturally. The war had an impact, certainly. The most dominant impact culturally time in American history was right after they took prayer out of school. Whether it's coincidence, whether it's whatever. The CIA, we know, was used to influence rock music, was even financing rock music. Morrison, what's the other guy, Stills?
Yeah, Stephen Stills.
Their parents,
Stills and Nash.
Their parents were in the military, very high levels military.
High level military.
They wanted to see how fast they could take America from Leave It to Beaver to Woodstock. And it took about 6 years.
Yeah, 6 years.
It took about 6 years. Early 60s, 61, 62, 60, 61, 62, they got prayer out of school. It commenced in about 63.
Then the drugs came in.
Then the drugs. They pumped the drugs in 63, 69. It was a complete reversal, and complete going on with Yuri Bezmenov, how you take over society, ideology, the whole thing. The turning point, coincident or not, was when they took prayer out of school. And it wasn't like a pastor was coming to the church and saying prayers. You were reciting the Lord's Prayer right out of the Bible. I digress. My point being, what percentage of America thought that was okay with the Lord's Prayer being read in the church or in the school? What would be a guess?
I don't know about in America. It was, had to be real high, but I know there was about 300 kids in our school.
And two people complained.
Two people complained, and they took it away from 300 people. I mean, that's insane.
I would feel pretty confident to say 80-plus percent were okay. It's probably 90-plus percent.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just going, but it, culturally at that time.
Yeah, it was, it's just something you did, you know. It was just ingrained in you, you know.
And my grandmother was probably one of the few people that got really upset about it and really started to get incensed about it. Here's my point, and this is a good lesson for today. The information, the knowledge about the Lord's Prayer, the desire to have it in school, and do you understand, ladies and gentlemen? They had it. It wasn't they were trying to get it in school. It was in school.
And they did it for years.
And did it for decades.
Yeah.
It was in school. The belief, the information, the concept, ultimately, what did it matter? Whether prayer stayed in school or not. What did it matter?
Oh, I didn't know you were talking. Oh, yeah, zero. It mattered zero. I didn't know you were.
It mattered zero. It mattered zero. Zero. The information does not matter. What are you going to be convicted about?
I'm sure if 300 parents went to school that weekend or whenever it was and said, no, we're having prayer there, they would have had prayer there.
Well, I've said this over and over again. In the 60s, you know, they had the military came out for segregation and different things in the South, especially. If about 10 parents would have went to school with a shotgun and said, no, we're praying today,
yeah.
You want to fight about it, we'll fight.
Yeah.
Then there would be prayer in school. It wouldn't have took many.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have took many.
Yeah, or we're going to sue you.
Well, that's the line that they want, because they had all the courts socked up at that point. They wanted that line. We'll sue you. Point. No, it was, we're gonna die for it. We're gonna die for this.
That's a little bit more powerful.
Well, it would have took a handful of people. They would have never happened.
Never happened.
Or if everybody just went up in arms about it, they just went down to school and just raising bloody murder about it.
Yeah, like my mom.
Yeah, two people.
Yeah.
Two people, so 300 kids here because two people don't want to. Go in the hall.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Going to defend something that we've been institutionally ripped from and that we know little about if we can't even keep things that we all wanted in the 60s. And this is the 60s. I mean, 80-90% of America was, they were okay with prayer, with reciting the Lord's Prayer in school. It may have been higher than 90. I mean, there's no way it could have been less than 75% of America. 75% of America.
Yeah, I don't remember any marches or any big uproar. You know, little local things here and there you hear on the news about taking prayer out. But as far as any big revolt or protest or something, I don't remember it. It could have happened, but I don't remember it. They just gave it away.
Just gave it away. I mean, it was like America.
Yeah, just gave it away.
Samuel Adams, who is the father of the American Revolution, You know, everything they say about our founding fathers, rich, white, slave owners, all this. Well, the only thing true in Samuel Adams' case was that he was white.
He was a rabble-rouser.
He was a rabble-rouser.
He liked to mix it up.
He was poor, real poor. And basically because he was in hiding most of his life. Because the British had a big bounty on his head.
They did.
Anyway, two quotes. It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. Another quote, the liberties of our country, the freedom of our civil constitution are worth defending against all hazards, and it is our duty to defend them against all attacks. Our duty, Samuel Adams, this law of 10%, and it just takes a minority. Have you gone to the website, thepowerhour.com, or if you don't have internet access, have you called Jay at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829? Have you called or gone to the website and printed out the one sheets about vaccines and about guns and a copy of the Bill of Rights? Have you?
I sure have, and I've handed out about 20, 25 already.
Why don't you talk a little bit about when you hand out something, kind of what it's like and your reaction, how it makes you feel?
You get... a whole bunch of different things. A lot of people just take it and they don't want to talk. They're in a hurry. They don't want to do anything. And some of them will just look at it and say, I'll read it later and move on. But some of them will really engage you and they'll go, oh, wow, I didn't know that. Are you you know, my teacher told me about that, but they didn't tell me this information. They only told me about that. And then we get a nice discussion going on, and then they'd walk away. I'm going to really look into this or something. And that really makes you feel good that you might have turned somebody around and
to something important
that they're going to go home. They're going to tell their friends. Did you know this? You know that they're going to tell everybody once you find out something that interests you.
Or at the very least, they're going to have defense mechanisms when they're bombarded by the propaganda on the other side. They're going to have something, wait a minute, to balance it. Because the minds of our children, especially at these schools, ladies and gentlemen, if you're upset about it, about this, I don't care. I am so adamant about this. I am like through the roof. For 30 or 40 years at least, that 30 years at least, hardcore the last 30 years, our children's minds have been basically raped with Marxist-Leninist propaganda almost completely unblocked to their minds at the government school.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, well, what do you mean? Ladies and gentlemen, we're a socialist country. Look around. We have socialized medicine. We have socialized banking. What are you talking about? We're a socialist country. We're two steps away from a full-blown socialist country.
Yeah.
And it's going to be you. The only thing that's holding, like Kissinger said, the illegal we can do immediately. The unconstitutional takes a little longer.
Yeah.
The Constitution, I studied this backwards and forwards. You can take my word for it or not. You can do your own research. If it wasn't for those men in the late 1700s who dared to write that document and dared to sign that Declaration of Independence, all of the world would be overrun by tyranny already. And for anybody to get up and disparage them like they are and want to erase them out of history and out of society, they can stick it where the sun don't shine. They are your societal enemy. Whether it's ignorant, whether it's intentional, they are your enemy. And to send your children to a place where they allow that to go on, where you allow that to go on unchecked, you must be the counterbalance to your children's education if you can't get them out of government school. And I understand some people can't, so I don't want to make you feel guilty. But a lot of people can. What are you convicted about? Is this going to be prayer all over again? We're on the line right now, and we can win this, and we can do this right now. Samuel Adams knows it, and so do I. I hope you do, too. Stay tuned. We got Kelby and Pastor Wright coming up. Fantastic interview. Don't miss it.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Power Mall, we got a lot of specials. We need your purchases. We deserve your purchases. We certainly deserve your consideration. ThePowerMall.com. ThePowerMall.com. We have a sale on the Grown by Nature. We have 10% off the REM Sleep. Fantastic products. Of course, the Deborah Tavares. The CDs, hard copy. You want a hard copy CD of a show? A lot of people want Deborah Tavares, the American Solutions, any show. I think any show. You're going to talk to Jay about that. But definitely some of the more requested shows we can get you copies of. And also free shipping on any purchase over $100. So please take advantage of that over at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. A few big stories, you can go to the website, thepowerhour.com, and check out the news stories. But one of the biggest is London murder rate is now higher than New York. And New York has guns. You can have a gun in New York, although it's more difficult. But London has basically zero guns. And so what are they doing? They're stabbing people. So are they going to take knives away now or what? Are knives going to be illegal? Is that where we're coming to? Where's David Hogg screaming about knives? No, they want your gun for a purpose, ladies and gentlemen. Always remember that, please, please, please. Our next guests are really special to me, at least Kelby. I know Kelby personally. And I met Pastor Wright basically earlier today on the phone and was very impressed. To have a preacher that's talking about such powerful things is truly unique. If you're in Texas, if you're looking for a pastor, you may want to consider him. But they're going to come talk about double jurisdiction, what it means to be American, but Babylon, get out of her. The biblical, where the Bible and the secular fabric of America meets. These two are going to be addressing both of that. I think it's going to be a very interesting discussion. Kelby and Pastor Wright, welcome to the Power Hour.
Thank you, Daniel.
We got two of you. I don't want to, so we don't talk over. Let me start with Kelby for a second. Kelby, you're from hisadvocates.org is your website. You help people with foreclosure prevention. You teach them about who they are. That knowledge, who you are, seems to be lost in America today. Why don't you give just a real brief description of what you do and then how you came to meet Pastor Wright?
Sure. God really has put something on my heart to help people identify what has been granted to them in the Word of God, but also what was granted to them through the Declaration of Independence. And what we're being told that we have in this country and what we really have are two different things entirely, meaning from a standpoint of we're not free if you're a United States citizen. You're the surety and you're a debtor and you're against every moral fabric of what the Bible would call to have for you in your life. And the Word is very clear about surety. The Word is very clear about debt. And we're really taking for granted that element or that aspect. Pastor Wright came into my life I'm going to guess 9 or so months ago. He had spent, and I'll let him tell the story, but he spent a lifetime not knowing the answer truly honoring the Word of God coming out of her, and we're going to explain that in depth today. He heard me on your show, Daniel, as a matter of fact, and we've had a conversation, and what he's done for me is he's opened up the biblical identity of being a child of God versus waking up in the morning and literally losing our sovereignty within the first couple of minutes. And I want to say that because we wake up renewed every day. In God's eyes, if we throw it to the foot of the cross, we need to start over every day. And we have that awesome opportunity of sovereignty and dominion, and instead, we pick up our phone and become instant slaves and start feeding the beast and the beast system. And so, but Pastor Wright has opened my eyes to a lot, and I really appreciate his friendship. And we're really bouncing a lot of things off of each other, so I'm going to yield to him.
Pastor Wright, very good to have you. This is the first time you've been on. You've been listening to the show. I didn't know that until today. That is very cool. That's how you met Kelby. Tell us from your perspective what sparked you about Kelby's message and why you're here today.
The major things for me was the issue of jurisdiction and understanding that there was more than one in this land that we're in. And for me, I mean, for a good part of my life, I love America, but I always, for some reason on the inside, felt that there were some things that were not out in the open that should be there. And when I started listening to you guys, that was it right there. With the pieces that were missing for me, I started to understand. I started listening when Joyce was still around, and then she brought you on the program. And the people that you have on are great. I really appreciate what you're doing. And I think it is something that is very vital. It's needed. And just keep doing what you're doing. I appreciate you. And I appreciate what you all.
Oh, well, thank you, Pastor.
Yep.
Thank you. That's very nice. That's very kind. What we really need are preachers. We need Jonas Clarks. We need preachers like you that are sharing this message and empowerment of exactly who people are. You said there needs to be some things out in front. Talk about what you preach from your pulpit that makes you truly unique.
One of the things that we major on quite a bit is identification and understanding it. Two things to me that I see in the Bible that are the most important things. One is whose you are, and number two is who you are. Everyone has to know that you're a creation of God. If you're a Christian, you need to know that you belong to God. You don't belong to yourself anymore, which means that you don't really have the right to just do whatever you think you should be doing with yourself in your mind. The scriptures tell us that we're not our own anymore, that we've been bought with a price. That was the deal that we made with God. We needed salvation. We needed deliverance. We needed righteousness. Well, in a covenant relationship with him, we had to give ourselves to him, and we received back what he had for us, which was righteousness, right standing with God. And also, we were brought back to that place of understanding what man's true dominion and authority is here in the earth. So to me, from what I, and when you look all through the scriptures, and then not only that, but when you live every day and you look at the different issues that men and women, boys and girls have, basically we have them because we don't understand who we are.
I couldn't have said that better. And I feel like I'm screaming at the top of my lungs like a lunatic saying that about every day on the show. Who are you? Who are you? I see the schools. I see the scientific community. When Darwinism started to be taught in earnest, the late 1800s, it became a juxtaposition of the Bible itself, of the core belief of America. Are you just a genetic accident, basically, or are you something different? Talk about the power of that message and how it's being received in your congregation.
Well, in our congregation, of course, it's been initially was slow because although it's all through the Bible, and especially in the New Covenant when you look at Paul's epistles, because that was his basic assignment. But it was slow because when we look at what Satan did in the Garden of Eden, basically it was the issue of tainting the identification that God had given to Adam and Eve. Because he came along with the question, are you really, really basically in the image of God, is what he was getting at. And, of course, he said, if you eat of this tree, you'll be like God, knowing good and evil. Well, God had already said that they were created in his image and in his likeness. Now, how much more it takes to be like God and in dominion and authority, I don't know how much more you can get out of that than God just saying, you're in my image and in my likeness. But what has happened is that that particular revelation from God to man is what Satan has done everything that he could do to blind people to that, because he knows that if people understand who they are, then the things that he's been dominating people with and in unjustly, because he really does not deserve to do that. He's stolen man's authority or deceived them out of it. But he knows when people understand it, and especially when the church wakes up to that, then the church will do what it's supposed to do, not only in this nation, but in the earth. We're called to have dominion and authority. And the only way that a man or woman is really going to do that with any kind of success, with any kind of power, is when it's done in Christ.
We're coming up on a break. We got a 4-minute break. We're talking to Pastor Nicholas Wright out of Texas and Kelby Smith from hisadvocates.org. Just, these are the most important questions of our life. Who are you? That's what I've asked you. Not only spiritually, physically, secularly, everything. It's all under question, and somebody's trying to tell you right now. So, who are you? We'll be right back.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. We are joined by Kelly Smith from HisAdvocates.org and Pastor Nicholas Wright, who has kind of described the core, you know, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but kind of the core message of what he's doing is, who are you? Who are you in this world? And for people listening, you may think, oh, this is just a religious discussion, but if you don't understand this perspective, this is what I've studied this a lot. You can take my word for it, or you can research or whatever. If you don't understand this perspective, you don't understand America, because this is the basis of everything in law in America. Let's go back to Kelby. Discuss that, Kelby. Kind of tie that together. How did America get from basically pastors preaching what Pastor Wright just said to the law, the actual physical secular law in this country?
You know, the reality is that people forget what, and let's just talk about the two jurisdictions, because there is two two jurisdictions, and I've identified this for people to help them to understand that the United States is a corporation, Title 28, Section 3002. That corporation's exclusive jurisdiction is in the District of Columbia, UCC 307H. And when you identify that the corporation isn't the same as the trust indenture called the Declaration of Independence, you simply look at the declaration, look at the title. The word United is lowercase because it's an adjective describing the two jurisdictions, states of America. So really the only citizen that exists in that declaration is a state citizen, not a United States citizen, a state citizen. And I guarantee Benjamin Franklin didn't call himself a United States citizen. He was a Virginianite. So now that we've developed in law the fact that there is a different jurisdiction for an American than there is for the slave, debtor, surety, citizen, lowercase c, 14th Amendment citizen known as the United States citizen, you can literally remove yourself from the pledge of that surety and say, I want to be an American again. But people, here's the funny thing. You can do all the paperwork and get it all done and dialed in. It might take you a few months or whatever. But the reality is Daniel, and I've been saying this for 10 years now, who are you? What do you have through God first? Then what jurisdiction in this world closely resembles that, which is the godly form of government, which is America? America is the only government ever on the face of the earth that said, God is the king. Read the declaration four times. It says sovereign. He is our king. And it also says that we are self-governed. But do you know how many Americans know even what the concept is, Daniel, of self-governance? They have no clue. And I think that's why Ben Franklin said it's a republic, ma'am, if you personally can keep it. Because the jurisdiction has never gone away. It's still there. But Satan and his minions and all the different authorities that are trying to use you as a collateral are constantly going to try to take that from you. They're going to constantly throw out their fish hooks and hope you bite. And that's the problem in our country. People don't know what it means to be a king on the land. They don't know what it means to be self-governed. That's what we teach at His Advocate.
Very good. Pastor Wright, why is it that churches... membership seems to be down all across America. I mean, in general, people are not going to church the same they used to. I see it as the churches are losing their power, to me. Do you have a reason why church attendance is down, and if so, why?
I think that's a big part of it. Also, there are a lot of distractions. And from what I see in the Bible and what is going on in, you know, my own life and what I have to keep a handle on, there are a lot of distractions, and we have a world that's been created to where there are so many things that we give more attention to than the things of the kingdom of God and the things that matter. And folks have been so hung up on money, making it, that we've just individually lost sight. And then when you have us as ministers and pastors and teachers, when many of us, you know, fall into that ourselves, or we don't challenge people where that's concerned, then, you know, that's what happens. And I think along with what you said, you know, with power being diminished, and of course in the church, power is going to be diminished if you don't have unity, if you don't have commitment, if you don't have people sold out to what we're supposed to be about, then those are the challenges that we're going to have. And we have them.
You said something when we spoke earlier. You said the idea that God wants us to be Americans, God, you know, and what that means. You know, people, when they hear that, oh, God wants us to be Americans, that kind of like, whoa, what do you mean? What do you mean, Pastor? What do you mean by that? God wants us to be Americans.
Well, when I heard you talking, been more than a year now, about jurisdiction, it wasn't hard for me to understand that, because when you look at the Word of God, and I was thinking particularly about Colossians 1, 12 through 14, it basically says this, that we're to give thanks to the Father who has made us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, and that He has delivered us from the authority of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. Now, those are two jurisdictions right there. We have the authority of darkness, and we also have the kingdom of God's dear Son. And when we that have received Jesus did that, we actually changed locations. We changed jurisdictions. We changed families. And so that, when I heard two jurisdictions in this, on this land, I thought, man, that's easy to understand now. And so what has to happen is we have to decide which one we're going to be in. Because you had to do that when you came into the kingdom of God. You had to make a decision. You have to make decisions about everything, and you have to make commitments. And so that's what you did, I did, any Christian did when they turned to the Lord. You had to make a decision that you were going to come out of the jurisdiction of darkness and into that of the light.
And just as a good segue to that, Daniel and Pastor Wright, the two jurisdictions that you just announced in the Word of God represent one of darkness and one of Yeshua. But in the physical manifestation of the equivalent of the two jurisdictions here on our land, one literally is pledged to Satan, which in through the District of Columbia, which means goddess of death and destruction, where you have the upside down pentagram in the streets of Washington, D.C., which is a showcase of who is really running the show, meaning Lucifer or whatever. And I don't want to get into that element, but we do need to talk about the Babylonian element. But when you look at the fact that you can remove yourself from that jurisdiction and go to the jurisdiction that most resembles the godly form of government here on this earth, which is the one we have in law that says he is our king, we are self-governed, and we will not sell ourselves off to man anymore to be ministered to or ran by. And that is the same thing that the Word of God is requiring of us when he says, come out of her, my people. And so we have that opportunity here on this land.
There are so many times, we got just about a minute before break, and then we'll get to more of this, well, 30 seconds now. There are so many times where our founding fathers, they were speaking like this and much more when it came to law. Thomas Paine, Common Sense, he asked the question, some say, where is the King of America? He asked the question in that book. He says, only in heaven. Jesus Christ is the King. Only in heaven. I mean, this is the basis of all law in this country, ladies and gentlemen, this jurisdiction. Stay tuned.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna's great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the Revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. New Manna, food storage you'll love to eat.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.